This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. It is our health, and it is our greatest wealth. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, being tired is kind of a hot topic today. Chronic fatigue syndrome is something that a lot of people struggle with. Always being tired, run down, really don't feel like you can keep up. And there's a lot of reasons behind that. I mean, adrenal fatigue is a big one, in my opinion. And I think people are pushing harder than they ever have before. Economy is tough. People are working two and three jobs trying to make it work. And they're always tired. And they hang it up as chronic fatigue. Many doctors diagnose that. But many times there could be some other root causes in there that could be causing some of these issues. And that's one thing you have to look at. So chronic fatigue syndrome is, yeah, it's a challenge, without a doubt. But FDA now is taking a drug that was looked at back in the 80s and kind of reviving it a little bit and looking at it to be cleared and approved for chronic fatigue syndrome. It's interesting. There's an advisory committee that's looking over this right now. Studies are being done by a company called Hemispherics Biopharma in Philadelphia. They've actually been doing trials in some of the hospitals around the country. And they're saying, one doctor said that it does seem to be helping a subset of patients significantly. For others, there isn't a significant response. So they're saying that they're getting some, but you know, obviously some aren't responding. Dr. Nancy Klimas, who's a professor of medicine at Southeastern University of Osteopathic Medicine in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. She's part of an ongoing trial of the drug. Said that some of her patients have benefited from the drug, but now there needs to be a way to identify which patients will do well on the drug, she added. So chronic fatigue is a little understood, and the drug's approval would give patients some standing with their insurers. Even a single approved therapy, even if it were one I would choose to use, would be very helpful when I'm arguing the insurance companies legitimizing the need for the condition if it's serious enough to require medical intervention, Klimas said. According to the drug company, the drug is a new type of drug called a nucleic acid compound, which specifically uses RNA, which is part of our overall makeup, similar to DNA in some ways, to target a variety of diseases. Hemispherics believes the drug has the potential to fight HIV, kidney cancer, and melanoma in addition to chronic fatigue syndrome. The drug is said to work by modulating the immune and antiviral functions in disease cells. One drawback of the treatment is that it needs to be infused twice a week, Klimas said. It's also very expensive. The market of the drug would be about $1,000 per month. Wow. So the FDA denied approval for the drug in November 2009 because of concerns of the way studies were conducted. There were too few patients and a protocol change in an early time to end the study. This time around, the FDA will review a new analysis of one trial submitted in 2009, but not a new study. It's possible the lack of supporting data, again, could hold up the approval. Multiple conduct issues within the trial also suggest that there could be a minimal interpretation of the drug. So the FDA conducted a teleconference recently with people over chronic fatigue syndrome who had used the drug, and the reports were all positive, so they are looking strongly at approving it. Now, I have a little bit of thought on this that I find a little bit interesting. Chronic fatigue syndrome. There's always a major emotional component as a driver. No drug is going to really come in and correct what life is throwing at someone. And so if they get they have major issues going on, or let's even take it to a chemical issue, meaning that they get a tick bite. So you get Lyme's disease, and we peg it as chronic fatigue, but it's really Lyme's disease. So there are a multitude of factors looking at chronic fatigue, what it could be. The person's not sleeping well. They're not getting into the deep stage REM sleep or REM sleep. You know, it's simply getting the body to go into that phase and getting it to balance and getting it to go there could be a huge piece of overriding the chronic fatigue. So, again, it's one of those diagnoses, kind of like fibromyalgia. Some doctors really buy into it, think it's a legit diagnosis, and some don't. So there's kind of two camps. And just like fibromyalgia, low serotonin levels, low brain chemistry, one of the root causes of it. So you get your serotonin levels on the floor, you're going to start getting body aches and pains. It's the way the body works. So the mind directly affects the body. It's amazing. And so until we start addressing, my opinion, until we start addressing that they're very much interconnected, then I don't think we're going to start or really begin to see the good results that we can get. And this really flows more into the primary care setting docs, because they're the front lines. And to be able to catch this early and know that it's an emotional driver causing someone to be sick or have high blood pressure, some of these other issues, there are major drivers for that. And some of it goes against traditional medicine and the mindset, but from the alternative mindsets that have been studied for years, it's always been known, especially Chinese acupuncture, my goodness. The mind-body connection showing in that is amazing if you ever study it or if you've ever had the work done to you. But for those that discount it, I just am shocked. Their system's been around much longer than ours. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to getwellradio.com. And don't forget our wellness providers or healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Check them out on the web. Let's go to Diane. Hi, Diane.
Just diagnosed this past week with lupus and thought about as far as treatment besides steroids and other modern medicine treatment, if there's anything you recommend.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a challenge. You want to make sure that you figure out which side of the immune system is active and hyperactive and which one is more dormant. You've got two sides to it, the Th1, T helper 1, we call them Th1 cells, and the Th2. You want to look at either side and see which one is more active and which one is more reserved and dormant. That's one of the best ways that you can figure out exactly how to handle any kind of autoimmune disease like lupus. Because lupus, when it flares up, can be extremely miserable, as you're probably noticing right now. But if you can keep it at bay, like with any autoimmune disease, you can't turn the switch off. But you can go get a dimmer switch and put it on there. Turn the dimmer all the way down to where it's barely there, just barely making it in your body. That's where you want to keep it. Crawling and scratching, just barely making it. And that's what happens with lupus. It's a big key. Now, from a nutritional perspective, which I like, lifestyle perspective, exercise is the key. Rest is a key, too. Big, big key. Stay away from the caffeine because it could be a major trigger for that. And then also your fish oils and like cod liver oil, and keeping your proteins moderate, your fats moderate, and your carbs moderate, mainly fruits and vegetables on the carbs. And the fats, believe it or not, are majorly important for supporting the immune system and the endocrine system. Lupus is something that's a challenge, but it definitely can be managed and gets great results with a great lifestyle plan.
Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We're going to go to James now. Hi, James. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Man, living well. What's up?
I was just curious as to the, I had a mastectomy about a little over about a year ago or so, and things like the testosterone levels or the desire there is a little bit waning.
Okay.
I'm wondering what I could do to increase that.
Now, along with you having the vasectomy, have you had any major changes in your lifestyle, meaning has there been more stress than normal, you know, like with the job or anything like that? Or lifestyle related, have you noticed any major changes?
Well, we've got three children under four.
Wow. Okay.
We've got eight children total, but...
that can lower testosterone right there. Just
yeah.
You know. Just the stress level, you know, responsibility.
But, our next oldest after the 4 year old is 16, almost four. But so we had three in the last three or four years, and so.
Yeah. Have you had your testosterone levels and all that checked recently?
No, I'm going to be going to the doctor here this month, actually, and so I didn't know if that was something to, you know, have them do a hormone check or whatever.
Yeah, I would have them check your testosterone here. If you can remember these, it's testosterone. You want to have them check your growth hormone levels because the anterior pituitary gland is a little gland in the brain, but it's called the master gland, and it controls all the other hormones in the body. So making sure that that works and is at a good level, good number, along with testosterone, and then estrogen, which is, we still have it, but it's more of a female hormone. Making sure estrogen is at a moderate level. Sometimes estrogen can raise and testosterone levels can lower based on our foods and water supply. You know, I would look at all of that and see what the numbers are before you tag it right to the surgery. And because there's other factors. That's why I was asking you that. Normally, if you've got a lot of stress going on, it can lower dopamine in the brain. And that's just a neurotransmitter, one of our brain chemicals. And when that gets low, then testosterone will get low as well. So they kind of go hand in hand. But dopamine levels, he can have that checked too. You can ask for that. Blood test, they can do that. They can also do a urine test. So that would be a big piece. Is your diet very good? Are you a healthy eater, or not so much?
When we get a chance to eat with the three little ones, we usually eat, you know, on the run. What we do eat is fairly good. You know, we try to eat, you know, vegetables and you know, leafy vegetables and salads and that kind of stuff. And so it's kind of tough with the three little ones, you know, because they're so close in age and it's very demanding.
So the focus is always on them and it's not much on your own health at this point, just because...
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's what we've got our hands full, it seems like. And so it's really kind of exhausting. It's about the end of... And I'm 50, or I'll be 50. So, yeah, I mean, it's just seems like... It just seems like since the surgery... it's just kind of dropped off slowly, and I don't know if one is attributed to the other, but, it seems like it was just immediately after that it was...
You noticed it.
A little bit different, yeah, just you know, so...
Well, I would get once you get the levels checked, did they check levels before the surgery at all? Did you ever have your... Well, it's not standard to get your testosterone checked.
it's time to
clip and snip. We don't want any more. So
I've got eight now. So
and we don't want to oops.
So.
Yeah. No, that's great. I get it. I would have the hormone levels checked. It'd be a smart thing to do and just get that checked. Now here's the thing. Moving forward, you know, could it be the surgery? Possibly. Most docs would say maybe not really, but it could also just be a culmination of lifestyle, meaning that, you know, you had the kids, life's changing, the responsibility's changing, you know, stress is changing a little bit. And at 50, you know, we go through a thing called andropause, which is where testosterone levels begin to drop. It's kind of like menopause for women. And you have to do certain things to keep your hormone levels up. And here's some things you can do to keep testosterone levels up naturally, okay? Let me just give you kind of a quick rundown. Number one, your diet is important. So your eating plan, you want to focus on having plenty of lean quality proteins and plenty of healthy fats. Matter of fact, 25 to 30% of your diet should be in healthy fats, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, almond nuts, of course, avocados, cooking in good oils like butter, coconut oil, grapeseed oil. And doing that actually keeps your testosterone level up because our hormones are made from fat. So if you kind of do the whole low-fat diet or even too much saturated fat and not the good omega-3s or even some of the other omega-6s and 9s, if you don't do that, then your body really doesn't have the raw materials to make much hormone, and things can drop considerably. So diet plays a big key. And I really believe from everything we've studied and everything we've seen that having fat levels at a moderate level is a good thing, okay? Now, the other piece of it that's really important is exercise. If you're not, I know you're probably thinking, man, I don't have time to eat, much less exercise. But it's important. You have to make it a part of your lifestyle. Fish oils will do that as well. Then also phenylalanine and tyrosine are two amino acids together that help create dopamine in the brain and can also help raise testosterone levels together. Now, one piece we've missed, I think, a lot is we've missed the link between brain chemistry, neurochemistry, and our hormones. So you have to really support both, in my opinion, to get things up, if you're going to go on the natural route. And you can go HRT, hormone replacement, but I would really look into the natural side first. You want to push the body to make its own before you jump in to regular hormone therapy. Keep me posted how things go. We'll be right back.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit accidentcenterusa.com. That's accidentcenterusa.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to accidentcenterusa.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. ICOM Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. Whatever it is, great or small, know this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. Don't lose the hope that we have to know that things can change, because you can change. But the question is, are you willing to? And it comes down to responsibility, personal responsibility when it comes to our health. It's not so much just what's in our genes. It really comes down to lifestyle. And our genetics can be impacted more than you think. We've learned every single day that within our genetics, that our DNA literally can be moved and changed by the foods that we eat every single day and the nutrition that we expose ourselves to. Nothing can impact our life, I believe, more than our nutrition and all over our lifestyle, too. I mean, exercise, rest, stress levels, all of that plays a bigger role in our overall health than we actually think. And so if you start making changes now, the good news is that if you're worried or concerned about some kind of health challenge that's been passed down from grandma or grandpa, you can make a change. You can go to the next level. But it has to be kind of a want to. And when the symptoms come and when the diagnoses come from the doctor and you're thinking, what in the world is going on? You know, you have to really sit back and go, okay, well, I need to make some changes. So what do I need to do? Do I need to eat better? Do I need to change what I'm doing, change my thinking, and really come up with a game plan from there? And that's what this show is about. It's about creating a new game plan for you and encouraging you and giving you the tools to be able to get there. Let's go to Jackie now on the phone. Hi, Jackie.
Hello.
Hi, darling. What's going on?
Okay. I've been diagnosed with a tumor on my parathyroid.
Okay.
And from what I understand and the little research I've done, is there's really nothing I can do about that except maybe just go for the surgery. Did you agree with that?
Standard of care in medicine will tell you that, yes. So,
okay.
But that doesn't mean that that's what you have to do, either.
No. Well, I don't know what else to do because I've been fooling with these doctors for 13 years. I just found out after 13 years of taking thyroid medicine that I have Hashimoto's disease.
Yeah, Hashimoto's. Thyroiditis.
Hashimoto's, Hiroshima
right.
disease, something. And,
right.
And they just now tell me this. I talked to a talk show like yours, and they said, oh, that sounds like Hashimoto's. And I asked my doctor, he goes, oh, yeah, that's what it is. So I've had this for 10 years, and they've been fooling around to the point where now I have all kinds of other symptoms, panic attacks, heart problems, fibromyalgias, arthritis, osteoporosis. And apparently this is all caused from this thyroid thing.
I wouldn't pinpoint it just from the thyroid thing. You're dealing with fibromyalgia and some of the other issues are probably a little bit more independent. As you're dealing with low serotonin levels, brain chemistry levels at that point. So I don't know that that's so much caused by the thyroid. Probably an overall bigger picture going on that maybe be stemming from some lifestyle habits that's been going on for years. Have you been a real healthy person for, you know, forever,
yes,
eating perfectly and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. I'm 73.
Okay.
I'm 5'3 and a half. Mm-hmm. I weigh 118 pounds.
Okay.
I have no diabetes. I've been very healthy.
Okay.
I'm not diabetic. I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have cholesterol. I don't have none of that. All my blood tests come out beautiful.
Perfect.
The only thing that doesn't come out is my calcium is high.
So for the last 10 years, I'm sure you had a blood test done for vitamin D every year. And what was the numbers?
I can't remember the numbers. They say it's fine.
Okay.
I'm up.
If fine, just so you know, a big player for parathyroid and also bone density, like you're saying, osteoporosis. There's no way that you have a parathyroid condition and osteoporosis, which is soft bones, brittle bones. There is no way you have that condition with high calcium in the blood if you have great vitamin D levels for the last 10 years. No way. Physiologically impossible. Because vitamin D, if it's at a good level, okay, now the range is between 30 and 100. But if vitamin D is at a good, healthy level between about 70 and 90, then typically you're going to be absorbing the calcium in your body, which would give you strong bones for the most part. Have you been active in walking, exercise for those years?
I've been very active.
Okay. Then that doesn't make sense at all. So, and again, there could be some issues. There could be some issues for sure that it definitely not seeing because I can't see blood tests and all that. I'm just telling you in theory. That technically that just doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. So I would, just for the sake of the story, right now, I would, you know, they say, okay, everything's fine. Call and get a copy of your blood test and see what fine is. See what your vitamin D levels are in your most recent test. And if they're down around 35 or 40, could be a little bit too low because it needs to be up usually around 70, 80 or so on the upper end of the range to really make a difference, especially if you've got issues like you're dealing with. Now, as your doctor's kind of guiding you through the process, I know it's frustrating, but at the same time, you might want to read about iodine. Have you studied that much about how iodine can affect the thyroid?
Yes, I've heard that on the health talk shows. I know they recommend it, but when I talked to the endocrinologist, she said, no. And then they're saying that the tumor on the thyroid, once that's gone, my body will start absorbing the calcium again, which could alleviate a whole bunch of my pain.
That's a possibility, yes. That's true.
Immediately. It should alleviate many symptoms immediately. The carpal tunnel, It goes all the way to my shoulders. You know, I mean, I'm really in a lot of pain, and I'm getting angry because I have to take more and more pain pills and ibuprofen, and ibuprofen doesn't let your body absorb the calcium. I am so frustrated.
I'd be frustrated, too.
I'm mad.
I'd be mad, you know, too.
I went to the my doctor 3 days ago, and he goes, you know, you can be pretty offensive. I said, you know what? I've been offended for 13 years. And I said, now you send to the endocrinologist, and she tells me that she doesn't want to do surgery because of my age, mm-hmm. and that she's going to treat it. I said, yet my research says there is no treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So what is going on?
Well, it a couple things. One, if it's gotten to the point where there's a tumor on the parathyroid, you know, sometimes surgery is a decent option. I don't want to say it's the only option. I still would probably get another opinion. I would go to, say, maybe a naturopath or an alternative medicine type doctor and get their opinion before you have the surgery. Because if you just go traditional medicine, you're going to get the same answer all the time, because that's how we're trained in med school. And then you go into, of course, your specialty training. It's what we call standard of care, and that's it. And it's not their fault. It's just there's kind of a protocol based on all the studies and things that have been done to say that this is the best path to go. Now, is that a consistently good path? Well, yes, people get good results from going that path. However, if your mindset is a little bit different, it just doesn't sit well with you, that's okay. It's your body. And so just go. But you're going to have to find someone with a different, complete different mindset, integrative type mindset. And I would find someone that does integrative medicine and then ask their opinion and kind of go. But I mean, like, take your test over there, you know, not just a quick radio question. I would take your test over there and have a full-on office visit where they look at everything. They can give you, very good, educated decision on what their opinion is. And you don't want to do anything until you get that done. You know, and that, it's just really, that's very important, because that way you can make a good rational decision on what's best for you. Now, I will tell you this, the carpal tunnel, you're mentioning a lot of different kind of things, symptoms. The good news is for this, that carpal tunnel, just so you know, is coming from probably the base of your neck. Now, of course, the parathyroids sit on the front of the base of the neck. But the nerves that come out of the base of the neck that go down and create a lot of the carpal tunnel, probably what's going on. Chiropractic care is amazing now for that sort of thing. And an osteopath can do it. Doesn't matter. DO. Either one. But get somebody to work on your neck on a regular basis. Here's another deal. The nerves that come out of the neck innervate the thyroid glands. Okay, so the nerves control the different body parts, different organs, glands, and systems are controlled by the nerves. They're like the power cords. And this is not really thought of that much in medicine. They don't really hold value to this. But then again, the field of chiropractic care built their entire profession on the model that the nerves control everything in the body. And if the nerves don't work right, then the organ systems are not going to work as efficiently as they could. And you find, I'll tell you, for example, you find someone that's been in auto accidents and have had whiplash in the lower part of the neck. They did a study in Michigan at one of the universities years ago, and they found that like 85% of people with whiplash injuries had thyroid conditions. So there's a strong correlation there. I would have that looked at as well to see if that can't be a factor in this. Now, again, it's gone on a little long because of the tumor, but it's still worth investigating. Keep me posted on that.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
All right, whenever you're ready.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Come back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Don't forget our wellness providers or healthcare providers in your area. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. All the nutrition and lifestyle care that we talk about, we're building a team across the country that's been able to serve your needs every single day. The flu season, of course, is here, and it's saying it's arriving early, could be severe, CDC reported. The 2012-2013, as well as in years past, 2010-2011, 12, and even before then, they've seen a gradual increase, they're saying. Well, now in the season coming, they're saying it's up to a great start. The predominant strain so far is called, of course, influenza A. It's not new, but it's particularly virulent, which is caused and why the flu season might be severe, according to the CDC. They said the earliest regular flu season we've had in nearly a decade is now. Dr. Thomas Frieden said in a press conference that, of course, the severe flu is early this year, and, of course, they're suggesting it's time to get vaccinated. Well, in some areas of the country, flu-like symptoms account for about 2% of the doctor's visits. At that level, the CDC considers the flu season to be underway. Five states are hit the hardest. That's in the South: Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Texas. Georgia and Missouri are also seeing moderate to high levels of the flu. Frieden said the flu season usually runs from fall through the spring, peaking in February. But fortunately, this year's flu vaccine, they're saying, is an excellent match for the circulating flu strains. They said based on the unusual number or the usual number of people getting vaccinated, the vaccine should be plentiful. Currently, 123 million doses of the vaccine have been distributed out of the anticipated total of 135 million doses. They said in a typical year, some 200,000 Americans will be hospitalized with the flu. As many as 40,000 die from the complications, of course, with pneumonia being one of the top. And so it easily makes for a worse season. But Dr. Mark Siegel, believes that the greater the number of people who are vaccinated, the less severe the flu season will be. It's called herd immunity. Interesting. They said if you want to protect your pregnant wife or your three-month-old or your asthmatic boy, get your shot. Now, that's opinion of your own. You have to go up with what you want to do on the whole vaccination deal. Now, the flu season being strong, a couple things you can do, don't forget, that are important to keep your immune system up. Get your vitamin D levels checked with your doctor, no matter what your age, even for your children. It's very important. And look at vitamin C levels, too. Talk to your doctor about that. And there's another herb called astragalus. Your doctor may not know about that. Maybe do some research and take it to them and make sure they're good with it. The astragalus has got some real good research on it, good reports on it. Very, very good for boosting the immune system. And the whole vaccine deal, of course, again, remember, it covers for some strains, and for others, it does not. Make sure if you get a vaccine, if you're going to go that route, that it does not have thimerosal in it, which, of course, is loaded with mercury. Make sure you ask them that. And anyway, if you're going to go that route, very, very important. Also, a little tidbit, they probably will tell you this, some maybe not, but if you're sick or immune system is weak, hold off on getting the shot. Typically, they say, in a lot of the research now, they're saying that wait until, of course, the immune system is strong before you get that done. Again, the vaccination whole concept there is a personal opinion. 888-283-7272. Show is about you folks, so remember, make the right kind of choices. The choices you make today can and will determine the kind of health you're going to have tomorrow. Let's go to Michael now. Hi, Michael.
You doing? How's it going?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Well, if my phone goes dead, I'll have to turn the radio on. My battery starts.
That's all right.
But I was diagnosed with SVT. I think it's supraventricular tachycardia.
Right.
Misbeating of the heart. And it happens
sure.
when I get too tired or over-anxious. Is when it usually happens most. Sometimes when I eat, which I don't understand that part, but I was wondering if you had any recommendations as far as supplements or anything that can help with it. I mean, they prescribed me Cardiozyme, 150
mm-hmm.
milligrams. Original doctor said only use it when I have the symptoms. But I'm kind of iffy about taking stuff that I really don't understand.
Yeah, I get it. Well, I mean, it helps regulate the heart and the heart rate. That's what that does. And so it doesn't begin to change. You know, when you get under a lot of stress, the way the whole thing kind of works is when the body gets under stress, like mental or emotional stress, if you don't have a really good diet and you don't eat tons of fruits and vegetables, then your vitamin B, as in Bravo, vitamin B levels can get low. Okay, and they're water soluble. And vitamin D, like David, the vitamin D levels are fat soluble, so they tend to stick around in the body a lot longer. But vitamin B can get low really, really fast if you don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. So with any kind of heart condition, if you burn through your vitamin Bs, then, of course, you can start having some irregularities with the heart. And, you know, that can be, yeah, it's pretty common, actually. And there can be some genetic factors with that, but a lot of times it can be nutrition-related, being nutrition deficient. And so the nutrients are really important. So you can get some blood testing done, have that checked out. Also, get someone, maybe a dietitian, which I think is one of the best to get with you and work with you on your diet and kind of an overall game plan for improving that part of your health. There are some supplements that are helpful. The B vitamins I would look into individually and as a complex. And then also look at iodine. Iodine helps with the heart rate and rhythm. We are very deficient in this country in iodine. Something to look up and read about. Makes a big difference with the heart, okay? Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of our team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.